Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a blockbuster article in Rolling Stone. Just came out yesterday, Rolling Stone. And it revealed a leak from the January 6th Select Committee investigating the insurrection of the Capitol on January 6th. And it is an individual, unnamed, so we'll see how this develops, but here's the information, who was a senior aide involved with full knowledge in the planning of the insurrection, or knowledgeable about the planning of the insurrection. And he said that there were multiple planning sessions with senior White House staffers, congressmen, and aides to congressmen, Republican congressmen, planning this thing and organizing it, the insurrection. And they were promised a blanket pardon by at least one Republican congressman who said he'd spoken to Donald Trump. Now, who are some of these people? This guy is saying, and apparently when he testifies publicly under oath, whenever that is, right now, they're collecting information so that they can subpoena other people. He said that Marjorie Taylor Greene was one of the people at these organizing sessions. He said that Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, of Georgia, Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, both of them with QAnon connections. Mo Brooks of Alabama, right-wing nut. Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, very young guy, 25 years old when he was elected to the Congress, sadly. I mean, this is a guy, handicapped guy, good-looking guy. I mean, you know, you look at him and you say, go, you go. I like to see you do what you're doing until you hear him say something. And he is right-wing as hell. He was there. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Republican. And Paul Gohmert of Texas, Louis Gohmert of Texas, and Paul Gosar of Arizona. People mix up Louis Gohmert and Paul Gosar because they have the same ideology. Now, one of the main organizers was a guy named Ali Alexander, who went by the name Ali Akbar. You know, that's supposed to be a pun. Somebody thought that was funny. These are the characters and their staff who had multiple planning sessions with organizing and planning the January 6th insurrection. And Paul Gosar of Arizona told them that they would get a blanket pardon for whatever they did because he talked to Donald Trump. Now, that is treason on the hoof. That is sedition in the making. If true, and that's the allegation right now, all of those people should be criminally charged. They should not be in Congress getting a check from the taxpayers. Their staff that were involved in these meetings should not be getting a check from the taxpayers. And here is the challenge. These people also, this source said, there were dozens of others, members and staff. Now, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. You have to have public legitimacy and you have to have public support for something as extraordinary as removing six or more members of Congress from the same caucus, the Republican caucus, and ordering their staffs fired, the staffs who are actually involved with this. It's very possible that Kevin McCarthy will oppose it because he is desperate if they take back the House to be the Speaker, and he's desperate for right-wing votes in the Republican caucus. It's possible that Steve Scalise, the number two from Louisiana, Kevin McCarthy's from California, Stefanik, the person from New York, Elise Stefanik, who replaced Liz Cheney because they threw her out And they were so chicken, they didn't take a vote on it. Kevin McCarthy said, we'll do a voice vote to protect people so they don't have to go back and say they threw out Liz Cheney. Okay, all in favor of throwing out, and there's a murmur, you could crickets. Okay, that has it. And nobody objects. Nobody objects. This is a sick party. It's a sedition party. It's a treason caucus. So what happens if McCarthy and Scalise and Stefanik and all these people say, no, you're not going to throw Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, Paul Gosar, you're not going to throw all these people out. You could have a party line vote, then it'll end up in court. This is a division in Congress that's as severe as it was in the 1860s when Abraham Lincoln was president. And that ended up in a civil war, and that's not going to happen again. You know what has to happen? At some point, there has to be revulsion among the electorate. Ultimately, the electorate decides. You decide. Ultimately, you decide. That means that in Republican districts that elected these characters, influential people in the business community, the various interest groups in the Republican Party say, we don't want any part of this. We don't want any part of this. They said it in Iowa when Steve King ran for re-election, and McCarthy said we need somebody new because some of the stuff he'd said, and everybody got behind it. But the problem is, if McCarthy, Scalise, and Stefanik all hang tough with these people, even in the face of this kind of evidence, who's organizing this opposition back there? And then you can say, well, in a general election, well, the electorate will be disgusted and they'll vote for the Democrat. Well, no, in gerrymandered districts, these are all gerrymandered districts. In gerrymandered districts, you could do anything. You could be in death row and you're going to get reelected if it was gerrymandered for your party sufficiently. Yeah, you'll lose some votes. You'll lose some voting share, a couple of points. But some of these are 60-40, 65-35, 70-30 districts. You could literally be on death row and you for murder, and you will get reelected. So what has to happen, somebody in the Republican Party and more people than Liz Cheney and Kinzinger, more people than the two of those need to step up and show some guts, show some integrity. So show some reverence for our Constitution. Because if you're going to leave people in the Congress and their staffs, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, who met multiple times to organize and plan the insurrection. And one of them, you recall, I just said, promised blanket pardons. Paul Gosar said he talked to Trump. Lauren Boebert gave a tour, quote, tour, end quote, the day before the insurrection. And she's the one that would tweet out right from the insurrection itself, Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber. In other words, don't try to kill her there because she ain't there. But go maybe to where her secret office is or get her in the hallway. She cannot possibly be permitted to stay in the Congress of the United States. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.